learn how to make it more practical. Let's sum up some of the ideas that we discussed in this conference. We started saying that there is a call, and Christ is calling everyone to participate in building up the kingdom of heaven. And Peter was called to be a fisher of men, and we had seen that Christ chose the weak people, the ignorant ones, the simple ones, and they can make use of them, the best use to make them the builders of the kingdom. And we discussed many points, but we need to make it more practical. So I want to give you this word. Learn how. First of all, learn how to pray for evangelism. Most of us do not pray for other countries, for other people. When I started this service with the grace of God and with the encouragement of His Holiness Pope Shenouda and Amba Bokhomi especially, I found that out that most of my prayers now not for even the Copts. I found out that most of the people in the world do not know God. And all these kind people may go to hell just because we are not busy with their salvation. And Christ died for them. So we need to pray. At least we need to pray. And by the way, when you study the liturgy, we pray for all the world. We pray for all the people. We pray for the non-believers. But we personally do not focus on this. We focus on our needs. We are very selfish even in our prayer. Because we focus on the career, my child, my health, my problems in Egypt or in London. But wait a minute. People are going to hell. And I'm just focusing on my needs. I'm considering myself a good Christian. So we need to learn how to pray for evangelism. That was given by St. Paul. Continue earnestly in prayer, being vigilant in it with thanksgiving. Meanwhile, praying also for us, that God would open to us a door for the word, to speak the mystery of Christ, for which I am also in chain. So Paul in chain praying for the whole church. And he's asking his disciples, his people in Colossae, to pray for him. Not to get out of the chain. No, to open the door for preaching. So he is not even busy with getting out of the prison. He is just busy with the salvation of the world. So he's praying and asking everyone to pray just for evangelism. Kai uzhiru, that I may make it manifest that I ought to speak, walk in wisdom toward those who are outside. So when you pray for evangelism, you will walk in wisdom because you will think of yourself all the time, I am the light of the world. I am the salt of the earth. People should see Christ in me. So by praying for the missionary services, for the salvation of all people, you will, you know, it will affect your behavior because you will be wise to walk wisely all the times that people may ask you about the reason of hope. Why you are a good man? Why your values are different? They will ask you when they see that you are different. And you cannot be different Christ-like except when you pray for this. Who are outside, redeeming the time, let your speech always be with grace, seasoned with salt, that you may know how you ought to answer each one. So Colossians 4, the last chapter, he sent it from the prison, by the way, but still he is very busy with evangelism, and he asking everyone to pray for him, and he pray for them. So look to this, we are not praying enough. Please take it an exercise, put the evangelism in your prayer. Why don't you pray for the people living in UK? Why don't you pray for the people working with you Why you are not praying for the neighbors? Why don't you pray for those who are walking in the street and taking the train with you? You need to. If you love them, at least you have to pray for them. You may say, please God, open their eyes. I cannot do this, but you can. Deal with them the way you dealt with Paul, because I cannot come closer to them. It's my weakness. I don't have anything to say, but you can. So just push God for His mission. Another point, you know, He said to them, the harvest truly is great, but the laborers are few. Therefore, pray the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into His servant. When we started having the meeting for evangelists, or what we call St. Paul service, I found out that some old man coming regularly to attend, he was not graduated in the course and he cannot, you know, travel anywhere. But when I asked him why you are here, he said simply, I'm here to pray for you all, you guys going to countries to spread the word of God. So I'm here just to help you, but I don't have anything to do but praying for you, you all. So he took it this way. I wished I could be one of you staying in any of the countries to preach, but if I cannot, at least I have to pray for you. So, you know, pray the Lord of the harvest to send laborers. That's a commandment. At least you need many priests in this country, many good priests in this country, young priests to catch the young people, many ones who brought up in UK so they can speak the same language and they know well the culture and they can, you know, invade the community with the word of God. Do you pray to have dedicated people for this? Do you pray that all people may know God one day, or you are not busy with the idea? Also, it was written in the book of Acts, King Agrippa, do you believe the prophets? It was part of the defense given by St. Paul while he was, you know, in trial before the man called Agrippa, the king. And he said, I know that you believe, you do believe. Agrippa was, you know, a bit Jew. Then Agrippa said to Paul, you almost persuade me to become a Christian. Look what Paul said here. He said, actually, كنت أصلي أنه بقليل أو بكثير ليس أنت فقط بل جميع الذين يسمعونني هذا اليوم. We found out that St. Paul was spending the whole night praying before the trial not to get the sentence of, you know, البراءة. No, he was praying that Agrippa and all the attendees will believe in Christ after his talk. That's what he was praying for. So we need to pray before trying to speak. No, we need much prayer before making a strategic plan for this country, how to make it the way God wanted. We have to pray more, not for ourselves, not for our problems. No, no. We need to be real Christian. We need to live not for ourselves. We need to live the mission, the kingdom of heaven and earth. So pray for everyone everywhere. You may say, God, lighten their eyes. God, show them your ways. God, do not let them perish. So just praying is a great deed you can do. And believe in praying. You have to believe in praying. Praying can change many things, can change the whole country, can change people, can change the heart, can change the politics. You need to believe in this, because we believers are not believing enough in the power of praying. We may believe in money, we may believe in science, we may believe in experiences, but we do not believe much in the grace of God through praying. How to pray for evangelism? You know, pray that God would open to you a door for the word. When you speak for any friend or any colleague, anywhere, it's a chance. Please just pray in your heart that may God give you some wise words this minute. And you will experience this. Many of the residents who stayed in the countries, they told me the same experience, that we spoke words we never thought of, that we felt the grace of God because we just answering a question of an atheist. We were not ready for this, but we felt the blessing, we felt the power of God. So it needs praying. Pray for all nations, leaders, politics, atheists, pray for all categories. Pray for terrorists, pray for homosexuals, pray for the newcomers to the church, pray for those lost of the church, so we need to pray. Also, learn how to ask questions or open discussions. Learn how. Because, you know, Christ started the dialogue with the Samaritan woman by a question, or, you know, kind of request, give me a drink. And you all know the Samaritan dialogue, by the way, is a model for man-to-man evangelism. We studied, you know, thoroughly. Because with this request, there was a discussion, a long one, but with the end of the discussion, the Samaritan woman converted. She tasted the living water. She was a new one. She could not only believe in Christ as God, but she went everywhere to bring him his people. So we need to learn how to open discussion, how to make a question. Again, the Lord, when he asked his disciples, saying, who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? Who do men say that I am? So that's a question. You may use the same words. If you speak to anybody and Christ's name came up, you may say, who is Jesus? Who is this Christ? Again, you know, the Lord himself spoke to this lame man and said, do you want to be made well? That's an offer. That's a very good question, because you may start speaking to many people saying, so, do you want to be better? Do you want to enjoy life more? Do you want to get out of your problem? I have the medicine. I have the key. I know the way. And you are not lying, by the way. Maybe you are not believing enough, but you are not lying. You are the only one who knows the way. Again, when he asked another question, which is easier? That's a way to ask question, that's a way to open discussion. Which is easier, to say to the paralytic, your sins are forgiven, or to say, arise, take up your bed and walk? So again, this kind of questioning things, that which is easier? Is to enjoy life now, and if there is an afterlife, you lose it forever, or you take the narrow gate and enjoy life forever? Which is better? Which is easier? You can start questioning people this way. Again, Christ made many statements which we can use in evangelism, like saying, which of you by worrying can add one cubit to his stature? That's a question. Even if you worry, what would you change in your life? Worries will kill you. That's why Christ always, the commandment given by the Lord himself in the New Testament, the commonest, the repeated commandment given by Christ is do not worry. It was given like 3 times in one chapter. ما فيش وصية في العهد الجديد تكررت زي دي. And we do not care for this special commandment. We worry. لكن أكثر كلمة المسيح كان بيقولها do not worry. Again, this is another way, another question. I'm giving you some examples from the Lord himself that some simple question may open the door for you, for a discussion, which is good for the receiver. Why do you look at the speck in your brother's eye but do not perceive the plank in your own eye? Because many of the people who are not in relationship with God tend to see the negatives everywhere in all people, but they cannot see any negative in their life. So it's the same. You may say, aren't we all having the same problem? Aren't we all in the same situation? So you may touch this point. Many other questions like, why do you call me good? Or whose image and inscription in this? You may ask question about creation or creator. You may use the word corruption or sin or mistake. You may use words like death or afterlife. You may use words like pain, suffering. These are common approaches, common subjects for evangelism. You may start with any of these to push the discussion in the right way. Because people die, people suffer, people feel the corruption, people look to the nature. So you are not speaking spiritual sermon, you are down to earth, you are opening discussions or subjects related. Also, you may ask questions about good meanings like love, joy, happiness, mission in life, other words. The third point, learn how to answer common questions. So, first one, learn how to pray. The second point, learn how to ask. The third one, learn how to answer. So we need to have this experience of asking, opening discussions, and also we have to be ready to answer. There are very common questions. Are you ready with the answer? Are you ready to answer the common question, why you are Christian? Why you believe in Christ? Why you still believe in the Bible? Why you go to the church? Why you are not busy with money? Why you are not having a girlfriend? Are you ready with the answer? You have to be. Because this is your life and this is your chance to preach the word of God. Who is Christ? Why suffering and evil? Why there is only one God? What is afterlife for you? Question like, what is salvation? Who are human beings? Who is the church? What is the church? How should I live? So, you know, many questions, common questions. There is a book called Theology Questions Everyone Asks. But you will find the same kind of questions in many other books. But you, I think, with your experience dealing with people, you faced many common questions. Are you ready with the answer? Are your answer is the best for this? Learn how not only to question, to ask or to answer, but how to question the question. Because, you know, you may put it in words which, you know, put the guy off. But when you put the question in the wise way, the best way, you will catch him in the net. So when somebody says, I was busy with a book saying this idea, that many of the agnostics say, I think all religions are the same. Just saying, really? It will, you know, bring up the whole subject to your side. Because what they tend to say are not real. They just say all the religions are the same. So when just your comment, really, is it true? I don't see it this way. You want to say that God who tells his people to kill is the same God who tells his people to die for the people? I cannot see it this way. Do you want to say that the afterlife in this picture is the same of the afterlife, that picture? I don't think they are the same. So you can answer just by saying, is it really? Is it true? Like, you know, many people may say the Bible is full of mistakes or religious people are always bad. You may say, is it true? Is it real? Or you can ask, like what? Give me examples. I can tell you most of the people who tend to say these words, they cannot answer the simplest question of give me example. They heard that the Bible is full of mistakes. When you give him the Bible or ask, give me one example, he will not answer you. Simply because he never opened the Bible. All religious people are always bad. Give me some example. Hitler was not Christian or was not religious. He started being atheist. That's why he killed many millions of people. So for those who are proud of saying atheism is pure and religious people are killers, actually they are not saying the truth. Again, isn't it possible that you can ask this question this way? Isn't it possible that there is a good explanation for evil or suffering related to a loving God? So you may ask the question with a question, you know? He says, if there is a loving God, why he allows for this suffering or evil? So you may ask it in a logic way. Isn't it possible that there is kind of explanation that there is evil and also still God is love? I think we have many explanations to say it this way. Or you say God who loves man may come to our world. Yes. Isn't possible? Yes, it's possible. For those who just reject the idea, but it is possible. We are not saying illogic. Yes, it's possible. How do you know that? That's your question to any atheist. When he said that evolution is a fact, how do you know that? How do you prove that? Religions are always destroying civilizations. How do you know that? Homosexuals, it's a natural style of life. How do you know that? So when you ask, how do you know? Actually, people stuck because they do not know. They just repeat what they heard. But most of the people are not logic enough to answer the simplest question. Why you are so sure of what you are saying? You may say it, I'm speaking on your behalf. You speak to some people saying so. You speak like you know. So why you are that sure that there is no God? Can you prove that there is no God? He is always telling us, prove that there is God. Okay, I will tell him. I'll ask him back. Prove that there is no God. That's a simple way. You know the story of the elephant? This common picture, you know, many of the agnostics are, you know, telling the same, that nobody knows because people are seeing part of the truth. And they say people are like blind people and everyone touched part of the elephant and he's saying surely it's a snake because he was holding the tail. Surely it's a fan because he was holding the ear. Surely it's a wall because he was touching, you know, the belly. But actually, nobody could see the full picture that the agnostic says. But wait a minute. We couldn't know that this is a real elephant unless there is one opened eye could see the full picture. So even by saying that all these people were wrong, actually you are wrong too. And because, you know, you said that there is no one except blind people. Actually, if anyone is blind, all people are blind, you couldn't see even the full picture. So what you say is wrong. I mean, there is a real truth. And you cannot say that everyone has part of the truth. No, that's not true. Even what you say is not true. Because I cannot take your comment as full truth. You are not saying the complete truth. To tell the story of the blindfolded man when they tried to touch different parts of an elephant. And guess what did they touch? They said different answers, but no one could see the full image. Again, learn how to love in a Christ-like way. Caring, initiation, proactivity, tolerance. We need to tolerate people. We need to practice forgiveness. We need to give more, give generously. We need to deny ourselves. We need to cover defects, finding excuses. When we exercise love of Christ, we will find out that many, many people are just following us to touch Christ. All people are in bad need for love. Everyone is thirsty to be encouraged, to be loved purely, to be given. So I'm sure of that, that even the British people around are in bad need to love. There is no real love around. But you have the source of love. Praying for everyone to know God, asking questions, learn how to answer the common question, question the question, and also we need to love. So I focused on 3 points, if you remember now. Like one, learn to pray, learn to love, learn to debate, learn to speak, learn to ask and answer. Glory to God. Amen.